My name is August Valgarð Ólafsson and this is my newsletter for March 2025. In the last newsletter, I was thanking God for how many young people I am in touch with. Sometimes it is to build disciples and leaders or to lead them to faith. By nature of these relationships, I choose not to share much details of them in this newsletter as these updates are available online. I can share more next time I meet you in person. In the month of April, I will take time to meet supporters in Iceland. I need to build up a bit more support as some of the support from last year was temporary. I mentioned before that Vince and Trina plan to move to Iceland in August, Lord willing. The visa application was submitted on Friday last week after some preparation. I introduced the updated God test at the Leaders Weekend of the Pentecostal Church in Iceland mid-March. The God test in paper form plus the extended version was published in print. It was some work to prepare this, but is good for the work ahead. The God test is my go-to tool for evangelism. There are many other good tools, but I consider the God test foundational. It is also great to train people in basic apologetics. Weekend March 22nd to 23rd, I served at King's Winford Christian Fellowship in the UK. I had an evangelism workshop on Saturday and preached on Sunday. Pastor Rob Cooper asked me to preach on discipleship. My main focus is on Iceland, but last summer I felt God give me a green light to build some relationships in the UK. I always enjoy encouraging churches. Vince and Elliot joined me on this trip. After King's Winford, we visited Sassy and Ross in Derby. Sassy has been praying for me since 2018, but we had never met before. It was really precious to finally do so. After this, Elliot went home to Iceland, but Vince and I went to Prague to attend BUILD, Every Nation Europe gathering. It was important for us to travel together, get to know one another more, and meet leaders from around Europe. In addition, some leaders from Asia and North America attended. Otherwise, the focus for me continues to be to finish Leadership 2:15, as I've mentioned before. Some praise reports. Thankful for how well the trips to the UK and Prague went. BUILD was encouraging and sharpened the focus on evangelism and discipleship. I'm grateful how it worked out to publish the God test in paper forms in time for the gathering, and my presentation went well. And thankful for good family health. A few prayer requests. Colburn and my friend Anders will join me on a trip around Iceland April 10th through 16th. I will preach in Akureyri Sunday, April 13th and more. In Egilsstaðir, East Iceland, we will meet supporters, but also in Höfn. As I mentioned, I need to strengthen the support partnership team now in April. Prayers for that are much appreciated. Margaret is graduating from Lipscomb University in Nashville on May 3rd. Colburn and I will be there April 25th through May 4th, both to attend the graduation, but also to meet current and upcoming partners. We are thankful for friends and supporters who are helping us with meals and accommodation during this trip. Let's continue to pray for the visa for Vince and Trina. Now that I know the visa application process well, I've offered to help Scott and Crystal apply, but they shared at the leaders' gathering recently how God is leading them to ministry here in Iceland. Quito Plus or 18 Plus group in Selfoss is growing. Pray with me for growth for those who have been stepping up to lead. The goal is to build solid disciples, and that happens as people make disciples. I want to step aside and support those who take over leading Bible studies, etc. Thank you for trusting me for this assignment, and thank you for walking with me. This is a marathon, but it is encouraging to see how things are moving forward from one month to the next.